Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. In the first two shiurim, we saw the yisod that Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is a repetition in some ways of the previous Sefer, because the point is, previous Svarim, because the point is to get us to do the Lemaisa. The first four books are primarily for learning. The fourth book is to emphasize that we have to do the Amanas Lasis. We flesh that out. We brought a yisod for this from the Ramban. We explained various sources based on this yisod. Vatvarim hayu me'irei einayim u'misam chelev b'siyata d'shmaya. And this stems nicely with what the Rasag writes in his parish to Sefer Yeshua in the Pasuk in Parakhas, Pasuk Lam Ches, Ve'ichtov Sham, Al-Avonim, is Mishneh Torah Moshe, you wrote in the stones to Mishneh Torah Moshe, it's talking about the Kitzur HaMitzvahs. It's a summary of the mitzvahs that are alluded to from Anochi Hashem Elokecha until Asher L'Reyecha, which are the Taryag mitzvahs. So they were remiss to Taryag mitzvahs. That's they wrote in the stones when they came to Eretz Yisrael, not the, all the Torah. Just the remnant of the Targ Mitzvahs. But what does that have to do? It says in the Pasuk, Mishneh Torah Moshe. That's not Mishneh Torah Moshe. That's a remnant of the Targ Mitzvahs. So again, we see what's the Yisod of Mitzvahs Moshe of Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is, of Sefer Dvarim, is a repetition of what was done earlier in order to bring to the Maisa. You want to make it the Maisa. You want to bring it to the Maisa. And that's what the Targ Mitzvahs are. The Targ Mitzvahs are the Maisa. So when it says Mishneh Torah Moshe, Shtei Do, what it says over here, Kan Katuv, that you're writing the Taryag Mitzvahs, because Torah is Moshe, because Mishneh Torah, the Yisod of Mishneh Torah, is repeating in order to do, and that's the Taryag Mitzvahs are, Amanas Lasis, in order to do. And we also find this, again, by the way, you can see in the Hadak also, he talks about this in his Perish on Sefer Yehoshua. We see this in the Pasuk in Shoftim 17:18. And when he's sitting on the Kisei Mamlacht, when he writes Mishneh Torah Azos, on a sefer in front of the Kohanim and Levim, Moran Sanhedrin, on page 22, we see that he writes two Sifrei Torah, the Melech. One Sefer Torah that comes and goes with him, and another Sefer Torah, which is Munachas Beveis Gnozov, that is sitting in his storehouse. And the one that comes and goes with him, he makes like a kameah, like an amulet, and he puts it on his arm, and he walks around with it like this. The Rabbi Sina Baal HaTos and Parashat Shoftim write that he's Tola Azro, you didn't have the whole Torah on it. It's hard to carry that around in your arm. Rather, all that was written were the Aseres Hadibros, because Aseres Hadibros have Anochi Adoreicha, 613 letters, connected to 613 mitzvahs, and therefore it's called a Sefer Torah, Ayin Sham, with the Vrei Rashash, the Sanhedrin, the Daf Chafala from the Bet, the Siyat Dishmai, the Sefer Bashurim Shalana, the Sefer Melachim, the Sefer Melachim, the Rambam, ברכות מלאכים, בספר מלאכים, ברכות מלאכים מהרמב״ם, אז דיברנו על הגמרא הזאת באריכות גדולה מאוד ונפלאה מצביעות בעוד סייעתא דשמיא. And the makor of this yisod, of that they wrote the Aseres Hadibros, which have a remnant of the Targ Mitzvahs, we find in the Sefer Aruch, Erech Tofel, b'shem Rav Nachshon Goyim, shekav kosa v'ayin sham, v'targ yonis in parashas, shoftim sham. Ma zeh yon l'mishneh Torah, wait a second. It says in the Pasuk, shteit in Pasuk, here we're saying it's a remez for the Taryag Mitzvahs. This special din of having a special Sefer Torah for the king, we see in Parashat Shoftim in chapter 17, verse 19. But the reason is, ליראה את השם אלוקיך, ולשמור את כל דברי התורה הזאת, את החוקים האלה, לעשותם. So the reason is, it should be with him, and he should read it all the days of his life, know that he should learn, to fear God, to keep the whole Torah, and all these laws, to do them. In other words, what's the point of this Torah? The point of the Torah of the king, that he should have a special Sefer Torah, is that he should keep the mitzvahs, he should do it. It's an amanas lasos dikazach. Oh, amanas lasos. So mimela. It's gvur gevaldik, that's what we have over here also. That's why I have the remnants of the Taryag mitzvahs. These amanas lasos, all that was written in the Sefer Torah that the king carried around with, not the whole Sefer Torah, but rather just the Aseres Hadibros, which have the Taryag tables, and the remnants of the Taryag mitzvahs. So that's in order to 613 letters connected to 613 commandments. That's in order that he should be able to, he should do, and he should not just learn. But the point of the second Sefer Torah of the king is to read it, fear God, keep the Torah, lasseis, but we're going to lasseis him to do them. So therefore, the yesod of Mishneh Torah is doing, and therefore this is called Mishneh Torah because this is doing. That's why the pasuk calls it Mishneh Torah. Because it's Mishneh Torah is because it's the fourth is to do, and that's what Mishneh Torah is all about. Mishneh Torah is all about bringing you the day nice. Vayein benetziv, and Netziv brings in the Bereishis Rabba Parshav Avos Yud Gimel Zelashon Amedrash B'chol Shero Hadar Lo Ze Yoshua Shu Omed Mimena Shu Mamid Galgal Chama V'Levana Shem Shotim Misof HaOlam Bat Sofo Yamar Rashbi Sefer Mishneh Torah Haya Signon LiYoshua Shaa Shenigle Alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzao Yoshev LeSefer Torah Mishneh Torah B'Yado Amar LiYoshua Chazak V'Amatz לא ימוש ספר התורה הזה וכולי, נטלו והרה אותו לגלגל חמה, אמר לי כשם שלא דוממתי מזה, אף אתה דום מלפניי, מיד וידום השמש וירח עמד. וכמובן שהדברים צריכים ביאור רב. זאת אומרת, הנציב brings the medrash that says that this בחור, this בחור שרוע הודר לו, this splendorous axe, which is a pasuk talking about Joseph. So this axe is Joshua, who's going to come from Joseph, and he is going to be maimed, he is going to stand the sun in its place. And they rule from the beginning of the world to the end. Because Rashbi says that Sefer Mishneh Torah was signoin, signoin, what does it mean? Sefer Mishneh Torah was signoin Yeshua. So a lot of talk about this, but one of the explanations is that it's a degel, it's a flag for Yeshua. When God revealed himself, he found him with a Sefer Mishneh Torah b'yado, and he said to him, Yoshua, be strong and courageous. The Sefer Torah should never leave your mouth. Yoshua took this Sefer Torah, he showed it to the sun, and he said, just like I haven't been silent from this, so too you should be silent before me. Immediately, the sun was silent, the sun didn't move, and neither did the moon. And what on earth does this medrash mean? Ma, ma, ze, muzar, meod, kula, miksha, achas. What does this mean? So based on what we explained, we can say, I just translated it. I'm saying just with the translation, that's why. The problem with translations, they have online, they have a targum of the Yerushalmi, the whole Yerushalmi in English. I was so impressed because the person who wrote it was a secular Jew. He wasn't from, never went to yeshiva for 5 minutes. He was just a genius. He was this math genius, a science genius, a big professor. And then he just took upon himself to translate the Yerushalmi. He taught himself. I don't know how he learned. I guess he taught himself Hebrew, Aramaic, and how to read a Yerushalmi. But, you know, sometimes I go to the translation. I don't know what he's talking about. Because just because you can... You know what the words mean. It doesn't mean you understand Yerushalmi. And it takes a lot of work to understand the Yerushalmi, a lot of years of study, maybe a chavrusa. So you read a medrash, you translate it, a seder, you translate it. But that's just step one. You have to know what it means. Tzichim lavin ma kavana. As based on what we said, you can say pshat is as follows: that the degel of Yoshua in Mishneh Torah means, like it says in Medrash Rabbi there. That it says that to just be strong and courageous, to guard, to do all the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu, my servant, commanded you. Do not go fear right or left, in order that you should be wise in all that you do. The Sefer Torah should not go away from your mouth, and you should toil in it day and night, in order that you should preserve, guard everything written in it. Then you will be a success. Say, oh, he's very successful. It doesn't mean he's very successful. Very successful always means one thing. It means he made a lot of money. Here, the success is, God says, that you learn and keep the Torah. V'az taskil, then you'll be wise. So when God found him, Osek, the Mishneh Torah, that's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says God found Yehoshua studying Mishneh Torah. And the Degel of Yehoshua, the Medrash says this is the signum, this is the flag of Joshua. So when God found him being Osek in Mishneh Torah, this flag means that he's Dovuk B'Torah Amanas Lasis. His home of us is only a siyah shel Torah. And that's why God said to him, Rak chazak v'amatz me'od, l'shmor la'asot et kol ha'Torah. In other words, this kechol ha'Torah. You're learning, this is your book, this is your Amanas Lasis book. This is your book, this is your flag. And therefore, you're an Amanas Lasis person, so therefore be very careful. Keep Torah's Moshe Amanas Lasis, make sure you're going to do it. Don't veer from it right or left. And that's in order that you should be wise in all that you do. In every action that you do, tia ba'askala shel Torah, there should be this wisdom of Torah. And in that it says, lo yamush sefer ha-Torah, that the derech to lo sasur is through lo yamush sefer ha-Torah zeh. You know how you're going to never veer from the Torah? Through the Torah should never leave your mouth. Lo yamu sefer ha-Torah zemi picha. The sefer Torah should never leave your mouth. Like the Medrash says, this is talking about Mishneh Torah. In other words, be dovek in Mishneh Torah b'malom and amanas lasos. And then you'll be mekayim v'gisa b'yom ha-malayla. Right? Because that's what the pasuk says. You should not be removed from your mouth. And you should toil in it and learn it. Think about it night and day. And this Limud Almanas Lasos is going to be Poel that Tatzlech Es Darkecha. In other words, that you're going to be successful in your ways. What's your way? What you do? Where you go? Your actions? Your whole Derech Chaim is going to be successful because you're with this Torah. And then Oz Taskel, then the Torah is going to be a true Askel. So you're going to have a true understanding of the Torah. Because it's supposed to bring you to Almanas Lasos. That's the ultimate goal. That's the Sefer Dvarim. And that's why Joshua says to the sun and the moon, just like, Lo domamti mizeh, I wasn't silent from this. In other words, there's no hefsek, there's no interposition between me and this. Because all of my asiyas are Torahic asiyas. I'm always doing what the Torah wants. I'm always acting in accordance with the Torah. So too, you do what you're supposed to do. Because the whole world's meshubet to Torah, and I'm always acting according to the Torah. So you should also listen to me. And therefore the sun should stand like Yeshua commanded, Shemesh. We give on Dom Yerech Vayalon. Vayidom Hashemesh Yerech Hama. So the sun should and the moon should stand still, just like I'm listening to the Torah, I'm following the Torah. You should also follow. So that's the Degel of Yehoshua, Degel of Yeshua Sefer Dvarim, which is the book of Amanas Lasos. And God says to Yehoshua, yeah, that's your job. Your job is to be an Amanas Lasos person. To do. And Yeshua said, just like I do the Torah, I follow the Torah. I'm a sefer dvarim dika person. You should also follow the sun and moon, and not move. So now it would appear that, of course, the whole pasuk in Mishneh Torah, everything that's written in that pasuk, all the pasuk in Mishneh Torah, v'vaday hakadosh baruch hu amaro v'lo Moshe mipi atzmo kefi pshuto. וכנעל מדברי הגמר בסנהדרין, צדיק ט', אני קודם אקריא את לשון רבנו, first I read the language of רבנו, and then I'll get into, I'll explain. Because I like to read Russian רבנו, so in case I'm not transmitting it faithfully, so I can be corrected, but at least people have the Russian of רבנו. דוודאי כל הכתוב במשנה תורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא אמרו ולא משה, because these are very... Aydel Azachim, Odadinim, the very subtle matters, you know, Igrei Amuna. So let's talk. Shevadai kol haketuv b'mishneh Torah kadosh b'ruchu amaro v'lo Moshe mipi atzmo kefi pshuto. V'kanal medvrei Gemara b'Sanhedrin tzaditet. Ma shektuv b'Gemara deklalot shebimishneh Torah Moshe mipi atzmo amaran, hakavana hi shebeniguud l'shaar chumashim shekanal einam inyan la'asiyah dafka v'aydei zeh einam inyan l'Moshe dafka kivan sheyesodam hu harbeh lefnei b'riyat ha'olam v'holadat Moshe. הרי משנה תורה, אף הפי שניתן ברוח הקודש, כמו שכתוב מדברי התוספות במגילה, דהיינו מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה כשאר חלקי התורה, מקום מקום ניתן מפי השם בישראל באופן שכאילו משה אמרן מפי עצמו. וזה עצמו הייתה נתינת השם את ספר זה לישראל כספר שכאילו משה מפי עצמו אמרו. זה בא להורות שנתינת ספר זה הוא לעשייה שייך לבני ישראל מלא למשה המסיר את בני סבלו כשאר צפים שלא תכן במקרה המציאות של מפי עצמו אמרה כאן עניין זה לא שייך אלא בדבר שיקרו לעשייה ולא דבר שהוא חלק השם אינו עניין על השם בלבד על ידי משה עבדו. זאת אומרת that everything written according to this mahalach, the many many mahalachim you look in a lot of different svar at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, so they talk about the many different approaches to save the Dvarim. According to this Mahalach of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zitzal, all that's written in Mishneh Torah, God said it. Not like Pashtus of Rei Gemara that Moshe said it. No, God said it. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 99a, that every Pasuk in the Torah is from God, not from Moshe. And not that it says in the Gemara, that Mishneh, that the Klalos of Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said them. What does that mean? We just said that it's all from Hashem. So how can you tell me it's from Moshe? So what this means is that in contrast to the other Chumashim, which are not primarily about doing, but the primary function of the first four books. And the first four books are higher. The first four books are just studying. And this is Torah, that's the Torah Shmeimi. That's like the up in the sky Torah. And that's, we're very limited in what we can get from that. So that's the primary inyan of the first four books. And that's not an inyan dafka to Moshe. Because this is before Bria Sa'olam, before the birth of Moshe Bechlau. Remember, the Torah preceded the world 974 generations, whatever that means. It's kacha. Since the Torah, so celestial, so heavenly, so godly, and that's expressed in the first four books, that's not Dafka Moshe. But Mishneh Torah, so Mishneh Torah was given Baruch HaKodesh. It was Mipi Hashem, like other Chelkei Torah. It wasn't Stam Moshe Rabbeinu speaking on his own, but it was given from Hashem. But it was given from the mouth of God to the Jewish people in such a way that it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu himself said it. Kilu Moshe mipi atzmo amaro. But this comes to teach us that the giving of this sefer is for doing. Because since it's given to Moshe, the first four books are not to Moshe, it's to all of us. That's above all of us and to all of us. But this is the Lamaisa Dika Sefer. Ah, the down-to-earth Lamaisa Dika Sefer. That's now given to Moshe to give to us. That's the more earthly Torah. So that's already given to Moshe. So this is Asiya. So this is Shaykh to Moshe, giving it to the Jewish people to do. Not like the other Sfarim, that there's no Metzias of Mipi Atzmo. It can't be the other Sfarim Mipi Atzmo. The other Sfarim preceded Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. The other Sfarim are about the study of Torah in its purest form. That's above Moshe. It's higher than Moshe. It's higher than anybody, any human being. Moshe Rabbeinu was a halva malach, a halva mensch, as I'll tell us, half an angel, half a person. Chetzev malamal, chetzev mata ben adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was hoi. But b'chol zot, he's still not shach to the four books. Four books are from God. That can't be Mipi Moshe. But the fifth book is called Mipi Moshe. In other words, that has more thematically, philosophically, that has more shaychus to Moshe Rabbeinu. because that's the book of doing. And that's why we said Lashon Yachid, if Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking Mipi Atzmai, Chen Lo Chamiri Kol Kach Klalot Sheb Mishnah Torah, Ki Klalot Sheb Torah Tkoanim. And therefore, the klalos of Mishnah Torah, as we saw in the first year, are not so chamer like the klalos in Torah's Kohanim. Because the klala was given through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together klala Shem Moshe Amar, as if Moshe had said, really, it was from God. But it was like, it was sort of demoted from Hashem to the level of Moshe, and that makes the klalos weaker. Really, it's from Hashem, but the message, the lesson of Sefer Dvarim is Almanas Lasus, which is Moshe Rabbeinu Dik, and Remela the Klala is also more Kal. The curse is much lighter, and that's why for the Klalas of Taras Kayanim of Sefer Vayikra, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. You start a little bit before, and you end a little bit afterwards, and no bracha is made on the Klala, and in the Klalas of Mishnah Torah, you don't have that rule of Eino Poisek. So it says in the Gemara, Alala b'lo oshin rabim amurois, Moshe mipia gvura amaron, b'lo oshin yachad amurotim sh'atzma amaron. These are mipia gvura, Sefer Torah's Kayanim, Vayikun, b'chukoisai, and therefore the oshin rabim, in plural, and Moshe said in the name of Hashem, they're more severe, the ones in Dvarim, are in the singular, Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, like the rest of the book of Deuteronomy, and therefore they are less harsh and may be interrupted. In other words, again, Kifi Sodeinu, of course it was from Hashem, every word of the Torah is from Hashem, but it's Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu saying them, because they're his Madrega, Lamanas Lasos, not in the Madrega of the Torah in its purity, which is the first four books, and that's in the Madrega of Hashem, and that we don't have such a tfisa in that. That's above us. Of course, we try to understand what we can. But the fifth book is the more down-to-earth book. It's the more the Maisa book. And therefore, the fifth book is attributed to Moshe, the book of Devarim. And now, we can bring the Yesod for this from the book of Chronicles, Chronicles 2, chapter 34, verse 14. It says, "V'hoytziam es hakesef amuva beis Hashem." Talking about bringing the kelim to the Beis Hamikdash, building the Beis Hamikdash, and they took out the silver that had been brought to the house of Hashem. Matza chilkiyahu akoyin es sefer toras Hashem biyad Moshe. Kohen Chilkiyahu found the scroll of Hashem's teaching given by Moshe. Vayan Chilkiyahu vayomer el shafan ha-sefer sefer Torah matzati v'veit Hashem v'yitein Chilkiyahu et ha-sefer el shafan. Chilkiyahu spoke up and said to the scribe Shafan, I found the scroll of the teaching in the house of the Lord. And Chilkiyahu gave the scroll to Shafan. And then the king heard the words of the Torah, they were read, and he ripped his clothing, etc., etc. Famous story. So, in the Mefarish there, he writes that, what book are we talking about? We're talking about the book of Mishnah Torah. How does he know that it's Mishnah Torah? Maybe he tastes that it's Mishnah Torah. Maybe it's Ocha Mishnah Torah. Since he found the scroll, it's Sefer Torah Hashem Biyad Moshe. Mechitesi, that it's talking to Afka about Mishnah Torah. It's Rashi, it's Sefer Mishnah Torah Hashem Biyad Moshe Mishnah Torah. But wait a second, how do we know it's Mishnah Torah? All of Torah Hashem was given through Moshe. The fact that it says in the pasuk "Biyad Moshe," yes, it's Sefer Torah Hashem, but that not Torah Hashem zo biyad Moshe. In other words, in such a way that Moshe mipi atzmo yamoron. In Therefore, it's talking about Mishneh Torah. In other words, the pasuk is merames to us that it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, all chamishish chamishish Torah are in a sense relating to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he wrote it all down. Right? Like the Rambam tells us that Hashem dictated and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote like a scribe. So what's the difference between the fifth book and the first four books? But here when it says B'yad Moshe, it's referring to Mishneh Torah. The answer is because Mishneh Torah relates the most to Moshe. Because Moshe, we call it Moshe Mipi Atzma Amar, and it's like he said it on his own, because it's a Lemaisa Dika Torah. It more relates to human beings, and less so to the celestial realm, like the first four books do, that preceded the creation of the world by 974 generations. And with this, we can answer the Kasha of the Mizrahi. And on one hand, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Torah on his own, Me'el Yom Shadiber Moshe, and as Rashi tells us, he learned it from Yaakov, that just like Yaakov gave Torah before he died, so too Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah before he died. And with Tzadsheni, it says that this is what Hashem commanded. So which one is it? Is it Mipi Atzmo? Is it Mipi Hashem? Based on what we explained, definitely it's all Asher Tzivu Hashem Oso Aleim, like it says in Pasuk Gimel. It's what God commanded. But the Tzivui is that it should be said, Bo'ofen Shel Ki'ilu Shemosh Mipi Atzmo Amaran. It's as if he's speaking on his own, and this is the time, since it's as if he's speaking on his own, he gives it at the time when a person speaking on his own should give Tochacha, which is Samach Misasa. And that he learned from Yaakov Avinu. So it has to shtim with things that Moshe Rabbeinu would say on his own, but of course it's from God. And therefore he says it before he dies, just like Yaakov Avinu did, but the words that he said are from Hashem. It's attributed to him, because this is the book of Almanas Lasses, and that's the Dargah of Bnei Adam of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this was Mamish Gevaldik. And we still have a lot more to say. So if you don't mind staying tuned, I don't like to do too much at once. Fast and Ruba lo to fast, the faster more to faster. So it's not good to overload the system, as they say. So please stay tuned. We will see more in the flows. But in the meantime, it was Gur Gevaldik. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there are many, many approaches to this Sefer Dvorim, and it's kedai to learn as many as we can. And I have a special chiba miyuchedes to the Torah of Rabbeinu, and that's why I've been zocheh, believed to have given hundreds of shiurim api Torah Smaid Rabbeinu. But of course, that doesn't preclude other shitas, other approaches that are also valid. And it's like I mentioned earlier, also that we're dealing here with the Karei Amuna, with very, very holy, very important, very fundamental issues, so it's important not to veer chas v'shalom from the path of our tradition, as so many people have over the generations made mistakes, bad mistakes. So we have to be ma'od 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 zeirim. As any model of him, not al akshava, ubezalat Hashem, Hashem yitain koach v'mor v'simchat chayim, v'anachnu mitkadem v'namshich ala v'pama v'shur abba. Thank you for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.